I'm working in San Antonio at the Northwest Hills Christian Church, and glad to be here with you guys. Several years ago, I was going through a time of despair. I was watching television and saw this old guy on a potter's wheel, and I said, I want that. I need that. I need to learn the lessons of the potter. I'd remembered what God said in Jeremiah 18, where he told Jeremiah, go to the potter's house, and there I'll speak to you. And so he went there, and he saw in visual form what God was about to do to Israel. And one of the phrases that really stuck in my head was, just as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, says the Lord. Well, I've been doing pottery now for way over 20 years, and the old guy that I saw on television, Harding Black, became my mentor and my master potter and taught me how to throw. And anyway, it's been an amazing thing to connect this art. The first thing we learn about God is that he creates, you know, and we learn that he's an artist from the beginning. My understanding of the word formed, God formed man of the dust of the earth, is basically the same root as the word potter that Jeremiah uses. But every once in a while, I'm reading a passage of scripture that speaks to me, especially from a standpoint of art. Do you ever do that? You ever read scripture and you're into something, and all of a sudden it's going, there it is. Psalm 40 does that, and Psalm 40 is here. Let's look at this, and I'm going to just very quickly, before I sit down, share this with you. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. There is a flow of despair going through lives today that I've never seen in all of my ministries. Been in ministry, you know, going on 37 years. And the despair is basically voiced this way. Life is not turning out like the way I hoped it would. And this despair just is there. And David was writing in Psalm 40 in the context of his despair. And God heard his cry. And notice the four things he does. And I can point to every one of those as a pottery thing, okay? He lifted me up out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. The old potters of those days would find a strata of clay on the side of a riverbank, and they would harvest that clay, and it's always hard. It's brick hard. And they would put it in a pit, add water. They would add grasses and manure and allow it to decompose and soften. And that became the very best kind of clay. But have you ever been in clay where you're walking and your feet kind of go, and it kind of, the miry clay, it's got you stuck, okay? And God rescues him from that pit of destruction. To the potter, that pit of destruction is a delightful place because he sticks his arm elbow deep into that miry clay and lifts out this lump of clay and begins to do amazing things with it. And then he says, second thing he does, he set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. The old potter's wheels of David's day were made of stone. And if you were here when I set this clay down, I set it hard on my platform that I'm about to throw on. To me, that's just amazing. Then the next thing, he put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to my God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. I don't know how to explain this to you other than just to say it and hope that you someday experience it. But when the potter is throwing, there is a point when you're making the lip that the mouth of the pot sings to you. There's a humming that happens as the air is turning around inside, of course, and as it begins to narrow, it hums at you, it sings at you, and you look down into the pot and you see a reflection of yourself. The potter sees a reflection of himself. And so here's the thing. You are certainly welcome to ask any question you want, or if God speaks to you during this time, golly, I wish you would speak. There's going to be quiet times when I'm just working on the vessel. But one of the things that I want you to see, because you will, hear me, you will go through times of despair in your life. You will. And I hope you reflect back upon this image, because everything you see my hands doing, that's what God wants to do in your life. The first thing you're going to see me doing is getting my hands dirty with the clay. So many times the bad theology teaches us that God really doesn't want to involve himself with you until you've cleaned yourself up. That's being taught all the time. I hope the image that you see today is that God is so involved with your life, even in the midst of your despair or choices that you've made or situations that you find yourself in, that you never dreamed that this would be your life. There are four steps to throwing a pot. I do them every time. Anytime I make a vessel, four steps. There is the centering of the clay. The clay is out of balance right now. My hands have to bear down on it. My hands have to work hard. It is the most difficult time between the potter and the clay. Second step is I open the clay up. I begin to make it into my image and my plan for it. And so it opens up into my hands. That's the easiest time. When it finally opens up, I can lift it up. That's the third step, lifting it up. And then the final step is the final real piece of art. I get to shape it. I get to make it into what I want. Most of us are here at this stage. I hear people say all the time, oh, I'm going through the fire. I'm going through the fire. I'm going through it. No, once you've gone through the fire, you are changed forever. What God is probably trying to do is balance your life. So you're going to see me do several things here to really get this thing balanced. And may I say, it is the point in which the struggle occurs between potter and clay. Oftentimes, I am surprised at where the clay is when I start. The clay got cold. When the clay gets cold, it's almost impossible to center. I think about that a lot in my own experience of life. There are times when me and God get cold together. I don't spend any time with him. I'm not in his presence. I don't like singing worship songs, you know. Stuff has happened, and I'm angry at him. And there's a coldness between me and God. It is at that point the potter has to take his hands off. But again, watch my hands. Watch my hands. It is wrong to say that God goes off on a distance. Just the opposite. He begins to work the clay and allow his hands to become the point of friction to where the clay starts responding and heating up. David wrote about that, didn't he? He talked about how the hand of the Lord was heavy upon him in Psalm 51, right? Isn't that Psalm 51 where he said, when I confess not my sins? It's 32. Okay. Wow, that's a tremendous thing. It's in Psalm 51 where he says, create in me a clean heart, isn't it? Renew a right spirit within me. Yeah. That heavy hand. And so the struggle happens. And it's not that God has abandoned you. But it's not until that clay rests, the clay has to rest in the hands of the potter, or the struggle never ends. And there will be times when you are angry at God. And it will be those times that his hands move to balance your life and work through that anger. In all honesty, once the clay is centered, it's not coming off that wheel. Second step, centering the clay, opening the clay, excuse me. Once it's centered, it opens very easily. And at this point, it becomes a vessel. Not the finished vessel I have in mind, but it becomes a vessel. And it's no longer a lump of clay. I think that's what Jesus did with his disciples for those 3 years. They were in no way the end of what God was hoping would be part of their lives, until they went through the transformation of God working in their lives through His Spirit. But the whole time Jesus was with them, He was opening them up. How many times did Jesus look at Peter's life over and over and over again and examine it, make him take a inventory of what he actually was saying and doing? See, once it's centered, the clay does what the hands want. So everything you see my hands doing, that's what God wants to do in your life. Everything you see the clay doing, that's what God wants you to do in His hands. Third step. Lifting the clay. Lifting the clay. He's going to take, the potter takes the clay to a higher life. It becomes the image of what he is anticipating for the clay to become.
Search me and try me, Master, today. Whiter than snow, Lord, wash me just now, as in thy presence, humbly I bow. Have thine own way, Lord.
Every once in a while, you see me take off parts, recompress the clay, and then lift it up even higher. Golly, that's a hard lesson to learn in life. Sometimes the things that we love best, we find ourselves having to say goodbye to in order for God to do his finished work in our life. This clay began as a lump of clay. The end art piece is in the mind of the potter. If it were to express itself, it would have said, "This is my role in life, to be a lump of clay." The potter said, "No, when I become part of your life, you become a piece of art." I wonder how many times we've missed our joy of art, our joy of being God's art, because we continue to see ourselves as a lump of clay. See, that's the makings for despair. During this time of preparing it for its final step, I have come to know the clay. There are areas of this vessel that are so fragile, and I would do nothing to injure this clay, this pot. This pot is a reflection of myself. And as we come to the final step, shaping the clay, I have an image in my mind. Now, this is kind of sort of where the picture stops, the illustration stops, because in our strong wills, we can say, "Okay, God, take your hands off of me." And the reality is, he does. But this is an unfinished pot, isn't it? He has plans for art. We can just simply be a utility. I want you to be a utility. I want you to be a piece of art. I want you to be God's piece of art. Because it is at that level that he presents you to the world and says, "This is what I'm able to do in a life." The fourth step, shaping the clay, brings delight to the heart of the potter. In 2009, I got a call from Eric, and Eric was wanting me to prepare a vessel to be given to as an award. Do you remember the name of the award, Eric? The Servant Award. And so I began working on it. And he said he wanted it to be about the size of a half a basketball, and he wanted the school colors. And he would like it to be given as a picture of the servant washing the feet of others and using a basin. It failed in the kiln. When I put it into the kiln, it warped. It became very warped and off, bubbly. And it broke my heart because it failed in the kiln. But then, as my teachings have been known by other churches, I've been asked to do this at other churches. And so, as part of my equipment, I always need a bowl to put water in. Guess what bowl I'm using? The warped pot. Listen to me. There are going to be things in your life in which you fail. You will fail. You will not do well. And you will say to yourself, God's done with me. This failed pot goes with me wherever I go in teaching. It's not round. It's got bubbles all over it. In fact, you can read the insignia all the way around it. It says DCC Servant Award 2009. But it goes with me wherever I go. Now, I don't know about you, but I'd rather be a vessel that goes with the potter than to just sit on a shelf with dried flowers in it for people to go, ooh. That's my life right there. I have failed at things. And yet I want the potter to be able to say, it's time to go teach. I'm taking you with me. God will do the same thing in your life. A simple vessel that once was a lump of clay becomes a part of God's heart. Brother Scott, it's all yours.
We're going to take some time, let you reflect on what you just experienced. And I know, at least in my own life, there are those areas where God has tried to shape, he has tried to mold, and like a lump of clay, I've resisted as much as possible. And our prayer this morning is that through the songs that are sung in this time of reflection, that you would identify those areas in your life, and that your decision today would be to let God take his hands and mold you, and form you, and shape you, and transform you, that you might be more like his son, Jesus Christ. Let's sing together.
It's there.
Nothing compares to
to God. Glory to God. Glory to God forever. Glory to God.
Put up that Psalm 40 scripture. I'd like to close with that. Let that be our sending out scripture today. Let's read that together. Identify where you are in this process. If God is lifting you up, if he has lifted you up, maybe you're in that miry clay right now, that spot where you need God's touch in your life. Let's read this and we'll be dismissed. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. You are dismissed. Have a great day.